Roland Martin.
You probably say, come on, give me a break. Move on, guys.
This morning, Roland is in Daytona, Florida. He speaks to Bethune-Cookman.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Had a great time last night, Tom, with the Rock the Mic lecture series. Kicked it off for the year, so a lot of students came out from Bethune-Cookman. Fabulous conversation talking about the 2012 election. So say hello to all, and thanks for coming out last night. Let's get right to it. Speaking about coming out in Ohio, Supreme Court the other day, Tom, in a one-sentence ruling, said to the GOP there, tough, allow early voting for all Ohioans. We've been fighting voter suppression as much as we can, you know, on this show. So we turn to Alicia Reese. She's a state representative there. Alicia, this Supreme Court ruling was huge because you guys have been fighting this thing. The GOP basically wanted to end early voting the 3 days before the election for everybody except folks in the military. And they tried to make it sound like the Obama folks did not want military veterans to vote.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. You know, that's ridiculous. You know, they tried to make it where it was the veterans versus the citizens. But in Ohio, the veterans and the citizens were the same. And our Republican Secretary of State will stop at nothing. I told you all when I was on there before, this election will be the remake of We Shall Overcome. And we have been at ground zero here in Ohio with so many voter suppression tactics. One was they didn't want to count provisional ballots. And we went to have a law to make sure that we would count those ballots. The Republicans tried to stop us in the legislature. We took it to the federal courts, and we won. He tried to appeal that. The federal courts came back, and we won again. Mm-hmm. So now votes will be counted. The second piece was the weekend vote, because 93,000 Ohioans, majority African Americans, voted that last weekend. So they tried to take away that weekend. We came back. We won in federal court. He appealed it again. We won again, and now we are victorious. So we will be voting. So it has been nothing but a battle to fight for voting rights. But we keep winning, and in November 6th, we're going to win again when we reelect the president of the United States. Now, they have also put up billboards. As you know, voter intimidation billboards they got going throughout the black communities in Ohio saying voter fraud is a crime and 3.5 years and $10,000 is the penalty. We have stood up against that as well and called on the Billboard Association to take them down. But more importantly, we got people marching from the billboards getting on the shuttle to go vote. Because our ancestors already paid the price, and the price was death.
Alicia, these billboards are not in white neighborhoods, only in black neighborhoods.
Golly.
Yes. In fact, a community where I live in Cincinnati, Bond Hill, the billboard is as you go into Bond Hill. But when you on the other side of the billboard, as you leave the black community, there's no billboard going into the non-African-American community. So we've taken the billboards and we're lining up. We got with the ministers and we are lining up from the billboards, getting on the shuttles and going down to vote.
Now, I understand that early voting is just crazy already in the state.
Yes, 1.4 million people have already early voted, and we've been down here fighting the Tea Party. We will not be stopped. We will go out to vote. President Obama will be reelected. And we will do as they've done in the South. We shall overcome. We will overcome. And we will win in November.
And as all goes right. Ohio, goes the presidency?
That's right. And Ohio will deliver.
All right, Ohio.
All right. Alicia, we appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Sybil, if I didn't know better, I think we were talking about Mississippi in the
60s. I know, right?
But this is Ohio in 2012. Dr. King and Ralph Abernathy would not believe this if they were here today.
Spinning.